There's a mysterious illness affecting dogs around the country, and there's a pretty good chance that it's here in Vermont now. To bring us up to date on the latest information about this canine respiratory disease is Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman. Hi, Howard.
Hey, Mary.
Howard, I've heard a lot of stories, national reporting on NPR just last week about this respiratory illness that's affecting dogs around the country. Briefly, can you remind us what vets know about this disease?
Yeah, sure. So it was first reported in Oregon this summer. They're calling it atypical canine respiratory disease. And a lot of dog owners are used to what's known as kennel cough. And sometimes when dogs are hanging out together, they'll come down with a cough. But this is a little different. Scientists, they don't know what's causing the disease. And the regular treatments for most other respiratory illnesses don't seem to be working right now. The big concern is how quickly a dog can get really sick. Some dogs have died after their cough gets real bad, and they come down with pneumonia. So it's pretty serious. People are concerned about it, and it seems to be spreading around the country.
I understand, too, that since this summer, scientists have been tracking the illness and, as you just said, showing up in more and more places across the country. Do we know for sure if this respiratory illness for dogs is in Vermont?
It does appear to be in Vermont. You know, Mary, while I was reporting this story, I've learned a lot about animal health, the way disease is tracked in animals, both here in Vermont and across the country. You know, during COVID, we all became familiar with dashboards and we got used to seeing the most recent accurate data about COVID. But with animal health, it's really very different. There's no official national health agency that tracks animal health. And the Agency of Agriculture here in Vermont also doesn't track it. And Vermont vets, they don't have to report cases anywhere. So it's hard to say if it's officially here. And because there's still a lot known about this particular disease, it's really hard to say for sure where it's showing up, especially since a lot of vets aren't doing PCR tests, which are expensive. But with all that being said, some of the vets I spoke with said they do think that they're seeing it in some dogs here in Vermont. And most national maps that show the spread of the disease, they're including Vermont in that. And they do think that it's here. And also in our region, it's been detected in New Hampshire and Massachusetts and Rhode Island.
Well, Howard, in your reporting, did you have a chance to talk to any Vermont veterinarians? And if so, what are they saying?
So the main message is don't panic, but keep an eye on your dog. You know, they say if your dog is healthy and not hanging around with lots of other dogs, then he or she will probably be fine. I spoke with Dr. Erin Forbes. She's a small animal vet in Essex Junction, and she's also a spokesperson for the Vermont Veterinary Medical Association.
For my regular, you know, normal healthy patients, I'm not super concerned, but I would say for me, the big thing is being vigilant. Like, be really careful, pay attention to your dog. Any signs of illness, I would say, get it checked out sooner rather than later. Because the biggest issue is dogs that start out with like a mild respiratory disease and then it becomes pneumonia and it becomes really bad pneumonia. And those are the dogs that I know in some states there have been dogs that have passed away from this. And so we just want to prevent that, obviously.
So vets are encouraging dog owners to make sure their pets are vaccinated, because if a dog gets sick with another illness, it might be more likely that they'll catch this respiratory disease.
And Howard, I recall you hearing that vets are saying that, you know, maybe avoid places where dogs congregate, like the dog park or the kennel. Busy time of year, holiday times, and a lot of folks board their dogs in kennels. So did you have a chance to speak with any kennel owners? And what are they saying about this?
Yep, I did speak with some kennel owners. And I also learned a little bit about kennels in Vermont. And dog kennels are not really regulated here. So they're not inspected. There are no health and safety standards. And it's something some animal rights advocates have talked about in the past. So this disease is shining some light on that. So a few of the kennel owners I spoke with said they're trying to stay up to date on the latest information and they're following their usual health and safety protocols. I spoke with Kit Sincotta. She takes care of 8 to 12 dogs in her home in Wilmington. And, you know, she deals with a lot of families from out of state who are visiting Mount Snow. But Kit is kind of taking a wait-and-see approach right now.
I think it's a little fear-mongering right now, and I do not think it's an outbreak enough for me to show some sort of concern within my business. So until it's really maybe in my area or I hear of it from a client, again, I'm not worried.
And you know, Mary, some of the most important work on this is being done at University of New Hampshire right now. So one of the challenges has been the lack of national data and test samples. But UNH just published a paper that says they think they found the bacterium that's causing the disease and that could lead to treatment. So it's really an evolving situation.
Oh, wow. Really helpful stuff. Appreciate your reporting on this, Howard. That's Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman. Thanks again.
Yeah, you're welcome, Mary.